He's a really neat horse. I'm very familiar with him. He's very laid back, very relaxed, and very mature. He pretty much does whatever you want him to do. I'm really excited to ride him first Saturday in May.
Hammy told me this is the type of horse that if you tell him what to do, he does it. Do you like telling this horse what to do?
I don't really have to tell him a lot. He's very smart. And like I said, he doesn't do a whole lot without you asking him. So, he's push button. And, he's just a very cool horse to ride.
And what's this like for you, getting ready to load the gate to ride a horse in the Kentucky Derby?
This is all new for me. I'm still getting used to the whole American racing thing. But it's a huge opportunity for me. We're going to fly out there a week before and get used to the track, hopefully get a couple of mounts over the surface, and we'll be all ready for May 5th.
And what's it like for you working with Hammy?
Oh, jeez. We have a weird relationship. You know, he's always been good to me down here in Maryland the 5 years I've been here. He always puts me on horses that are alive, and, you know, he's been a big supporter of my success. And, you know, in the summertime, Colonial Downs comes around. I'm usually one of his riders. He only rides, I think, three of us around here. So, you know, I've rode plenty of winners for Hammy. He's always helped me and supported me throughout my career. So it's just very nice to ride for a local trainer and somebody that you have a friendship with.
You've ridden plenty of winners, but what would it be like to ride a winner at the Kentucky Derby?
I mean, it would be great. You know, it's everybody's dream. And being this close, you know, let's hope, you know, dreams come true. So I just hope the horse gets a good trip and he runs to expectations.
And is that really the case in any race? Once that gate breaks, you're out there looking for a good run?
Yeah, I don't think there's any plans, you know, going into a big race like that and being such a big field. I think, you know, you just got to take it into stride what happens in front. And, you know, with this horse, we need a lot of speed, obviously. He's a dead-end closer. So I'll be hoping that they run him off his feet early on and fall apart in the later stages and he makes that one big run.
So are your friends in the jock room needling you a little bit about heading to the Derby?
No, they're actually really supportive. You know, they done like a little documentary on him Sunday after the races at Pimlico, and that was cool to see some of my friends just sit down there and watch the video of him working here last Saturday. So they're very supportive, and I'm sure they're all excited for me, and hopefully we can make them proud.
We'll be back here watching on TV. What should us Marylanders be looking for as you guys ride in the Derby?
I say just watch for us trying to make that one big late run. I mean, we'll be coming late. Hopefully we get there in time.
Kind of worked out well in the Illinois Derby with a late run.
Yeah, it was great. Like I said, the Illinois Derby worked out great. Me and Hammy and the Skedaddle guys, we flew out there. You know, it wasn't any pressure or any instructions on how to ride the horse. Just get them comfortable. And, you know, obviously, they know. Just try and make that one run. And when you make that run, just make sure he's clear. And we got him clear, and he showed up.